And Beavers off to a 1-0 start, and they get three games in 3 days as well here, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The first two, of course, at home with Coronado and Liberal, and Saturday as they will be taking on Garden City down in the Garden. Well, Coach Brian Gentry joins me here to start things off here. We got a couple of the starters as well. And, Coach, a great start to the season for you guys last week. And I think you had to be pretty happy with what you saw at times there in the 10-point win over Hoisington.
Yeah, I was. You know, it, mainly just the effort. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously there was a ton of turnovers in that game. But we talk a lot about mistake responses. And I thought that even when we turned the ball over, you know, they just kept playing hard. We kept getting it back. We kept turning them over and making them take tough shots. And we rebounded the ball pretty well. So even though, you know, it wasn't the prettiest of games, they competed. They played, you know, they played really hard. We had bodies on the ground. You know, the hard thing is, you know, at the beginning of the season, you work mainly – you know, most coaches are putting in man stuff, and then you come out and play 32 minutes of zone, and so that's, you know, that's just a bit of a change of pace, and they weren't by any means, you know, pushing the pace, so it was slower tempo than we'd like, but at the same time, you know, we have to learn from some of those mistakes that we made, and the crazy part was we probably had 23 turnovers, I think they had 30, but the majority of ours were dead ball turnovers. Mm-hmm. I mean, so in games, when you're talking about turnover margins and things like that, live ball turnovers are killers because, you know, it puts you in a bad spot. And we when we were turning the ball over, especially at the beginning of the game, we had five in a row. And they were dead ball turnovers that were just uncharacteristic, kind of just too amped up in the moment, you know. So, but they were dead ball turnovers. So we were at least, you know, able to get our defense set up and play that way. You know, the majority of their turnovers were live ball turnovers. And that led to us, you know, getting 20-plus points in transition, you know, about 14 points off of turnovers. And, you know, so I applaud our guys for continuing to just do the things that they could control.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't always control the shot going in, but you can darn sure control, you know, the effort and the attitude on the defensive side.
Well, I knew it going in that you guys had a lot of new faces that we're going to play significant minutes, but I look out there on the court and I realize, man, that you guys have a lot of, you're a young team.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just hard to believe, you know, you see them around, they played a little bit last year at times, but man, there's not a lot of minutes there from last year.
No, there's not, at all. When you look at it, it's mainly Lawson and Dylan, and, the younger guys are, mm-hmm. you know, they're fitting right in though. And the thing about the younger guys, they give us this, you know, kind of an attitude of you know, defending the ball. You know, you look at Avery and Alex and Dylan Duff and Coy, you know, they all mix it up defensively and are able to get their hand on the ball and get rebounds. And so I thought we had a lot of guys step in and do some things. And of course, you know, I kind of mentioned that, you know, I didn't know how many guys we were going to play. We could play up to 12. And you know, kind of thinking we would play them more minutes, but the game was a little bit tighter than I kind of liked. And we stuck with our, you know, the main five guys, mm-hmm. six, seven guys in there. And but I'll tell you what, despite that, our second unit has had a really good week, mm-hmm. And continued, you know, to figure some things out. And I thought Camden played really well in his minutes. And I thought that carried over to his week of practice. You know, Eloy's continued to get better, and all those guys, not to single anybody out mm-hmm. by any means, but they just continue to push each other. And, you know, as the season progresses, you know, those guys are going to continue to get more minutes, and it's going to help. You know, I don't think we want our five guys playing 30 minutes a game. Especially when you have three games and three nights.
No, and that is, I think it's going to be a good test for you guys, and it should be a fun test for you guys this week. And I think, you know, tomorrow and Friday, Saturday, I think they all kind of pose different types of challenges, I guess you would say, each night.
Yeah, they do. Tomorrow night's going to be, you know, they're going to throw some athletes at us. You know, all three of them really are. But you know, Coronado's kind of a, they kind of hang their hat on number 24. Just a really good athlete, extremely bouncy, attacks the rim, can shoot it a little bit, but really, you know, he can get up. And so if we allow him to catch down on the block, he's going to be able to get shots over anybody. So we have to limit touches down there. We have to make sure we have good backside help so that he's not in good rebounding position and they can't just lob it over because, I mean, this kid can jump. And so that poses a threat. And then, you know, as you look into Friday, you know, they're a little bit more of a pressure team. Think about Coronado is they change things up so much. You know, they're 1-3-1 on a make. They're man on a miss. They're 2-3 on an out-of-bounds. They press after a made free throw. You know, it's just – It's all these different things that you have to be ready for. And I think our guys are. You know, we've had a pretty solid week. We had a great day today. And, I think they're looking forward to this. It's exciting for players, you know, to play three games in 3 days and, you know, a little bit more stressful on the other side of it when you're trying to get prepared for it. But, you know, I enjoy it too. And I want to see these guys go out and have fun. But like you were saying, we're going to get some athletes out there, you know, all three nights. Mm-hmm. And Garden's just – they're playing – they're playing really well. They went down to Colorado last week and played three games and pretty much dominated everything they did down there. So, you know, that's going to be a tough challenge, but one game at a time. And, you know, I like where we're at with our guys, and we got to take care of some of those turnovers. But at the same time, we want to push the ball, and we want to play fast. We don't want to play in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, I think it should be fun, and, you know, it's a good early season test for you guys here as you move forward here. And once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And, well, thanks again for the time here, Coach, and we'll see you quite a few times here this week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry here. We got a couple of the starters that had pretty good nights here last week, and, they get to be on here tonight. Here we'll start off here with Junior Avery Knoll here. And how you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, one game of the books. How was it for you?
Well, you know, it was pretty eventful. Mm-hmm. It was a good way to get a lot of opportunities to do things and get some minutes.
Yeah, you had a pretty good start to the year. Had a few points there, quite a few rebounds, I believe, as well. And how do you feel like that year game was, first game of the year?
I felt I just kind of had to knock the rust off right in, like, the first half, because once the second half rolled around, I started getting more open shots, more just everything, really.
And, you know, getting in the starting lineup and, you know, running out there, your team tunnel there and out on the court there, announced as a starter, were there a lot of nerves, excitement all together?
Yeah, it was definitely an exciting experience. I wouldn't say much nerves, just – because kind of like I've lived with it my whole life.
What do you feel like what's your strongest part of your game?
Probably just hustling and rebounding and getting the balls.
All right. I can ask you guys this. Who had the better block last Friday, you or Jackson?
Oh, I'm going to go Jackson on this one.
Oh, that's nice. Way to be a teammate. You have to say that because he's right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he wasn't here, you know.
It's all me, man. Yeah. All right. But, no, you guys both had some pretty impressive blocks the other night. But what are some things that you want to see from yourself as you go throughout this season?
Probably scoring more, just getting used to handling the ball, taking the ball down the court, stuff like that.
All right. Sounds good. Well, congratulations on a good start here. And thanks again, Avery, and good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Avery Knoll here. And we'll have to ask that to Jackson here in a little bit. But, Jackson, a pretty good start for you. You were kind of like a double-double machine out there the other night. And 20 and 15, what got into you last Friday night?
You know, I just thought that I got myself prepared, like, mentally, like, a couple of days before, and we had a really good week of practice, I think. Mm-hmm. All the guys had a really good week of practice, and, yeah, like Coach said, we're just pushing each other and being accountable and just getting better every day in practice.
I mean, how fun is it with this group?
Yeah, we got a good group. We're definitely young, but it's just, like, we're having fun at practice, and we're just, it's never boring. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, it's always eventful, and yeah.
You guys are playing a little bit more of a high pace. Do you like that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yes. I think we're all capable of handling the ball. I think we've got some bigger guys, too, so we can mm-hmm. just go finish at the rim. We've got some shooters, too. And, yeah, we're just, I think that's more fun. Coach likes that play style, too, and it's definitely more fun than just throwing it into the posts, slowing down, stuff like that. But yeah.
What are some things that you thought you did pretty well last week?
I thought I shot the ball all right. I hustled. I think I had a pretty good. I put 100% of effort, I think, and I fought for boards and I just played basketball. And,
yeah, you played basketball. Yeah. That good.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you this question. Who had the better block, you or Avery?
I think Avery was just being a good teammate. I did get my ankles broken, and he definitely made up for me with that block. Yeah, so.
I'm glad you recovered from that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, I know it's got to be pretty exciting for three games in 3 days, right?
Oh, yeah. I think we're ready for that.
All right, should be fun here. Yeah. Thanks again, Jackson, for joining me here, and congratulations on a good start to the season, and good luck to you coming up here.
Yep, thank you.